Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Good morning! Good morning to the entire world! Everybody listening across the globe, whether or not you're in the United States, Canada, Europe, the Middle East, Asia, South America, Africa, all the different continents, we welcome you to the only worldwide broadcast coming to you from Glendale, California, starring Tim Heidecker. It's Office Hours. We are back. It's Friday. Sweet. Oh. Wow. All right. Let me go live on the Skype. We've got a big show today. I'm hoping Doug Lusenhop makes good on his word. He said he was going to come in and join us for a little bit later in the show. That's looking like it's coming up around the 9:30 to 10 a.m. hour on Office Hours this morning. What's going on? Let's get into it. Sorry, I was not in, did not broadcast last week. And folks, from the beginning, I've been straight with you. There's just going to be times when we go down, we go dark. Because I got a lot of juggling to do, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of balls in the air. And you appreciate that, and you respect that, and you respect my time, and I respect yours. I hope we can have a symbiotic thing going here. I'm a little annoyed at one of my great foes, Mr. David Crosby. Cros, I sent what I thought was a pretty good tweet last night, pretty funny, clever. And I said, what did I say? Well, the gist of it was, I have an album title for you, Mr. Crosby, to consider. It's Crosby's Stills of Nash. And then it would be a picture of David Crosby taking pictures of Graham Nash. Now, almost immediately, you had folks coming up on the Twitter replies saying, well, what about Crosby's Stills of Nash Young? And that was pretty good, right? So you have pictures of David Crosby, album cover with David Crosby taking pictures of a young Graham Nash. Okay, great. That's a punch up, folks, in comedy parlance. It's a punch up. And I am not sitting, I'm not sweating about these little Twitter jokes that I put out there. I'm not working on them. I'm not workshopping them. I'm not rewriting them. So did I miss an opportunity to tag on Young there? I sure did, but it's not keeping me up at night.
Everyone seems to love the tweet, though. It's getting lots of responses. But here's what gets under my skin. Kraz favorites one of the replies, which includes the young bit.
Whoa.
Without favoring or retweeting or acknowledging the original. And I want Kraz, if you get a chance, ask Kraz today. Get online, ask Kraz. Just, can you please say, whatever. Thank you, ha ha, whatever it is. It would just make my weekend. It would certainly improve, my relationship at home. I'm just going to double check his timeline to make sure I'm not wrong about this. Just don't see it happening for me with him. I want to get together with him and talk. Landon, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, Tim. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got some tickets for the Awesome Show tour.
Oh, my goodness. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm from Boston.
Okay, so you're going to be at the Berkeley Music Center.
Yeah. I had a question about that. I don't know if you can give this detail away. But
probably not.
I was just going to ask about Puss Whip Gang Bang, if there's going to be any...
First of all, it's Puss Whip Bang Gang, not Puss Whip Gang Bang.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's a big difference there, pal.
Oh, I was thinking of a different band then, I think.
Listen, if you've been to the Tim and Eric Experience before, by the way, what a initial explosion of interest in this tour we have coming up. What an amazing... I wanted to be on Office Hours last week to talk about it because it was really what everybody was talking about last week.
Yeah, it was all the news.
It was in all the news. And the cover of the... I have some of the papers here. It was in the cover of the New York Times. It was on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. And it was on the cover of the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, but Trump called it fake news. He said, I can't believe that this is happening.
I can't believe it's happening. But it is. We're coming out on the road. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I encourage you to do so. Go to timanderic.com and you'll be able to pick them up. Now, every year, not every year, but every time we go out on the road, you get a new show. It's a brand new show. Puss Whip Bang Gang, that was whatever year that was. I'm going to say 2012. But
yeah,
I can't
my
be
parents
sure.
went to that show, but I was just a boy, and
you couldn't go. So that's what There's no. We're working on it now. We're not sure, and what's going to happen yet? We're working on it. We got a bunch of ideas, but it's not going to be the same old crap that you're going to get every single time you go see some of these other clowns. So,
all right.
What was the other thing I was going to say? You said you were too young to come see us last time. I said to that very fact to Eric, when we were sort of talking about the tour, I was like, you know what? There's like a whole contingency of fans out there who were little, 12, 13 years old when we were rolling around the country years back. So we're looking forward to the folks coming out. I know I'm sure there's issues. People say it's only 18 and above or whatever. I don't control all that. I wish I did. I'd be performing for 2-year-olds if I could.
I'm a man now, but my little brother's 16, and he's coming with us, and he's so excited to see his favorite guys.
Well, we'll see you there in Boston. It's the second show, so expect a rocky show. It's going to be a real Finding Our Sea Legs style show. Not to say you're not going to have a great time, but you're going to say, I hope they work on some of those elements as the show goes along. All right?
All right, awesome.
Take care. Nice call, nice boy. A lot of background noise, though. Daniel Bach.
Hi. How's it?
Now that is clear as a bell. It's you're coming in like high fidelity sound. I'm so proud of you for getting that together for me.
Yeah, I try.
Now, how can I help you today?
Thanks for taking my call. I've been calling in quite a few times, and you picked up this time, which is great. See, I got a question. And it's about, kind of like man maintenance. I'm wondering what you do when
you know, you get your nose hairs trimmed. What, like, how do you do that? Oh. Do you get that professionally done, or do you do that yourself?
I do that. I do not do it professionally. I don't go to, I don't have sure. a nose trimmer that comes by the house, or do I go to a place where they do that for you? I don't have a big nose hair issue. Like, I don't have a ton of hair up there. I kind of, I think mostly what I do is I just pluck them.
Sure.
You know, when I'm going in there hunting for bugs, you know, I'll get some of those spare hairs out.
Is that, do you use an instrument or just
No,
your...
my fingers, my tips of my fingers, pluck, plink. If you could see me doing it now, I would do it. Just take, if there's a stray, she goes away. All right, thanks for the question. We'll keep rocking and rolling. I'm not a big groomer, you know? You've probably seen me. I look a bit of a slob. Tom!
Wow. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Tom. Where are you calling from, mate?
Let me mute the stream. Wait a second. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, baby.
So I'm calling from Belgium.
Oh, hey! Okay, let's get some beers and some pommes frites and the whole deal. Well, how can we help you today?
Yeah. Well, congrats on the Tim and Eric huge announcement tour.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
I heard it's getting a lot of news. I want to congratulate you on that. And I'm really hyped for the shows in England.
Are you gonna come and over?
One of my brothers lives there, and it was due that I came over there. So it's okay. And it's nice to pick up a show from you because I love your stand-up. It's really, really good.
Thank you.
So, but my question is, the On Cinema thing in England.
Yeah.
Will there be any dates added?
I think so. I believe so. I don't have any more information on that, when that's going to be, but it'll be sometime within that time period.
Right.
Most likely another, either a, I think the thinking is perhaps maybe a midnight kind of deal, like a late midnight movie kind of thing.
Wow, that
which I think
would
be really, really huge.
Yeah, I'm checking it every day on the site. I check it every day.
I can't believe how those just flew off the shelf. I mean, there weren't that many show. There weren't. It's not like there's that many seats in that place. You know, it's 130 or something like that. So, but the On Cinema demand is something I'm very proud of. That it is an international show. It's an international world, as we say. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's great news. We'll be checking it every other day, hoping there will be another date.
Thank you, Tom. See you in the UK. Let's see what Shane McGarry has to say. Shane McGarry, you're on the line.
Hello, Tim. I have some questions for you.
Oh, he's got some questions for me. What are you, a detective? Let's go, quickly.
Amateur. Less than amateur, but we're getting there.
Let me get
Okay, question number one, hotshot.
Oh, boy.
Favorite toothpaste.
Are these all a bunch of favorite questions?
Well, personal ones. Ones that I'm planning on using after this call. Just reading personal stuff.
I don't do favorites, so you can move on from those.
Okay, alright, won't do that. Alright, this is a more legitimate question, I guess.
Fair enough.
Alright, so on cinema, will you ever do a Woody Allen movie?
We've done Woody Allen movie. Whenever there's a Woody Allen movie out, we try to review it if it falls in line in during our season. You know, we're looking at how many episodes of On Cinema now? 83 of or 84 have aired. So you got to go back and do your work here, pal.
A little bit. Oh no, I guess I'm just wondering about Wilson that just came out, that new comedy.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's a new Woody Allen movie. It's pretty all right. Maybe you should check it out.
Woody Allen's got a new movie out?
I want to say, Wilson.
No, you're fucked. Your brain.
Oh, I might be fucked, but I'll check right now.
Hold on, I'm checking. I'm checking for you. Wilson, like
or it's Woodrow something Wilson. Else. So
you've lost it, man.
Fuck, man.
You don't think I know when the Woody movies are coming? I know.
Dude, you know what? Woody Harrelson. I'm such an asshole,
you
dude.
You dumb piece of shit.
I'm such an asshole,
you
man.
Rotten egg.
Man.
Last thing Woody did was Cafe Society. You piece of rotten garbage.
Right.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take anymore. How could you?
Oh, you might as well. I'm going to kill myself.
No, don't do that. Something. Please, Shane. Please. Let me talk you off the bridge here. Let me talk you off the bridge. You don't think I'm going through my own shit? I'm sitting here waiting for David Crosby to acknowledge my great joke?
I can tweet at him if you want.
You better. Like you say, don't you have anything to say about that great pun?
I thought it was a pretty good joke, you know, in Nashville and Nashville. Yeah.
He's got some issues, man. All right, listen, Shane, anything else?
No, that was amazing. I can't believe you actually fucking answered. That's so cool.
It's not you're that cool. I'm cool, but not that cool. Trust me. You should see the way you see the zit silly. I have on my head right now. All right, take care. Let's talk to Storch. Hey, Storch.
See the way.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
Good, bubba.
I just had a quick question for you. I'm not a detective like the last guy, but I'm hoping you can find the answer.
Okay.
I'm dying of chronic Lyme disease, and I really wanted to see your show. I was wondering, one time you did a bit with Robin Williams. I was wondering if you could send him my way, say something funny, bring some light into my life before I pass.
When are you passing?
Lyme disease. It's from a tick.
Yes, I know what Lyme disease is. But when are you planning on departing?
You know, hopefully within the next couple weeks.
Okay. Well, we'll be sorry to see you go.
I appreciate that. You are the first person to say that.
Thank you. So, oh, really? You're not getting a lot of support?
No, all of my family's dead from similar diseases.
Okay. All right. Well, Storch, all the best. We'll see you up in hell. I twisted that, didn't I? Jack?
No, all of my family.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jack.
Just stream here.
All right, well, Storch.
We're doing rapid fire calls today until I really catch a big fish here and see what
rapid fire.
See what we can get into something good.
Alrighty. Well, I want to say that Woody Harrelson flub up earlier. Classic mistake. When I was young, I thought the movie Ants was produced by Woody Harrelson for probably 7 years. Until someone told me I was wrong.
All right.
So, could have happened to anyone. But, quick question for you. Have you ever had a period of your life where you consider yourself much of like a night owl, staying up in the late, the wee hours?
Oh, definitely, baby. I mean, listen, after college, I had a waiter bartender job in Philadelphia, a wonderful restaurant that's still in operation called Creperie Beaumond. And if you're a fan of mine, fan of crepes, fan of fine French food, and living in Philadelphia, visit Creperie Beaumond. It was a wonderful experience. It was I had gotten the position when the restaurant was just opening, so, and it was being opened by two guys who were partners, and they it was their first restaurant together. They'd never the first restaurant they'd ever opened, so everybody was new, everybody was learning. And, it was just one of those, like, you know, staying up late, drinking till, you know, closing the bar and raiding the back of the bar and getting in trouble and all that kind of stuff. It was just a blast. So I definitely had that, those. And then, of course, you know, when we're going out on tour, those tend to be, late nights and,
less crepes.
Less crepes.
Crepes.
That's right. Thanks, Jack.
Sure.
I'm going to talk to Mike A. Maybe Mike B will call in later. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, looking forward to seeing you and Eric here in New York.
Okay. You got tickets for the Town Hall show?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm loving I'm actually very, very stoked about it. What I wanted to know was, two questions. One of them was, is Doug Pound going to be there on the tour?
Yes.
And, beautiful.
We were so, I feel like we do this almost every time. We put all this work into the launch of the announcement of the tour, and we make our video, we make our poster, and we spend a lot of time on it, and there's this blind spot, which is totally plays to our own selfishness and our own narcissism, is that we forget to announce that Doug's coming out with us too, and he's such a big part of the show, and I always realize it too late, and I've tweeted about it. I said Doug's doing what he does, so anyways, that's the answer to that.
How do you usually keep yourself? I mean, because you guys are such international stars at this at this stage, and you know, the egos. How do you keep that in check? At some point, I mean, I'm sure it's very difficult as a star such as yourself.
No, I don't have any problem with that. The issue with Doug and this, what I was referring to, is mostly just like forgetfulness and laziness and stuff. But perhaps it plays to a darker, more sinister perception here.
I say. Well, speaking of dark, I'm just wondering. I never got my on cinema membership card. Put the order in, but are you guys still sending those out? Actually never received it.
Here's the deal with those. I think some of them must have, you know, listen, we're dealing with the United States Postal Service, and I kind of threw that out there and gave it to a couple people here at the office to manage, without really realizing the demand that was there. So we got, I don't know, over 1,000 requests for the cards coming in, which we should have known, because, you know, we're basically saying, hey, do you want some free shit? You know, there's not like, I think, but I was still very impressed with the reception for that. But I think the few people have said they didn't get theirs, or so there's a chance that it didn't, you didn't mail it to the right place. There's that. There's option A, is that you fucked up. Option B.
This is my fault.
No, I'm just saying we have to look at all the potential situations. Option B is that our side fucked it up. Okay, I'll be right there admitting that that's a possibility.
Yes.
Or C, the Postal Service is somehow responsible. The only thing I can do ask you to do is, I think we are past the period of where we're sending them out, because we kind of put a cap on it. So, but there is some stuff brewing in that department that we'll be announcing soon, where you'll be able to become a member in a sort of a more official way. Let me put it that way.
Beautiful.
Okay, so stand by for that. Just pay attention.
Thank you so much.
I apologize. I think I want to do is set up maybe an email account on cinemamembership@gmail.com or something, where you can, if there's not going to be too many of you guys out there who didn't get one, send in a note and just say, listen, I didn't get one. Can you send me one? Or you lost it or whatever. We can work something out in that department. I mean, it's really silly what we're doing here. It's like we're creating like a essentially a, you know, like a credit card company or something, with numbers and all that stuff. So we're not really sure we're all kind of just flying by the seat of our pants with it. So,
well, you keep up the good work with On Cinema. It's probably one of my favorite pieces of programming to come out in the last 20 years, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you so
it's,
much,
it's
Mike.
Incredible.
I'm baffled that it's not more popular, I guess, because I feel the same way about it, and that's just not me looking at I'm looking at everybody involved in it, right? Looking at the work Greg puts in, and Mark, and our team, and it's always been a bit of a dark horse. It's been a thing that people maybe feel they don't want to get involved with, because it feels so obtuse. I'll tell you what didn't help was this year Adult Swim just sort of deciding at the last minute to put it just kind of exclusively on their website, and you know, that was a bit of a sort of trying to adjust to that. You know, I think it would have been one thing if we would have had a little bit of heads up about that, so we can sort of steer the audience ahead of time in the right, but it was just this like clusterfuck.
It's a bit confusing because I don't know when the it looks like it's available for a period of time on YouTube, but then maybe it's not. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, here's how it works. As far as it is now, this seems to be changing every couple of weeks, but it seems to be stabilized. So you guys can write this down if you're listening, or post it to that wonderful Facebook group, the On Cinema on Facebook group. Are you a member of that group, Mike?
Absolutely, definitely.
Okay, great. I think what they're doing is fantastic. I enjoy it. I'm watching it. I get it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't, of course, participate in it. But so the way the show is being broadcast right now is on Mondays on Adult Swim's website, adultswim.com, on their streaming channel, there's a button called Streams. They stream stuff all day long, and at 2 o'clock, I think it is, 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern, the newest episode will run on the stream. So you're just on that site, and at 2 o'clock, I believe Fish Center is before that, and it runs right in. So at 2 o'clock, just like you're watching TV, consider your laptop a TV set. And there it is. So there it runs. At the end of that episode, I would say within 5-10 minutes, it's right there on the what do you call it? On their main site. On their,
yeah, got it.
So then there's like a in Adult Swim, there's a show page, and it's like On Cinema, just next to all the other shows, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's then they post the new episode there. Then, I think a few days later, maybe like by the end of the week, I'm not sure, it seems like it's kind of a week later, but sometimes it's earlier, then it goes up to YouTube. So there's a period of time where it's on Adult Swim's site first for 5 days or whatever, and then it goes up to YouTube. So the YouTube numbers have been taking a hit because I think most people have sort of figured out to watch it on Adult Swim's website. I think Adult Swim's website have tried to make it available in all countries and all that kind of stuff. So they're trying to make it accessible to the audience that's used to seeing it. But I'm annoyed because I like to watch stuff. If I'm watching something, I like to beam it up to my TV. And it's hard to do that off the Adult Swim site. So
yeah, it's very hard.
YouTube's great because you have the app on the Apple TV and you just, you know, make your playlists or whatever and watch it like you're watching TV. And that's what we intend the show to be. So,
yeah. Every detail of that show, too. We want that high definition. You need that.
Yeah. So it is what it is. I think Adult Swim is trying to adjust to, listen, they're paying for the show. We're not making the show for free. So they're trying to own it. You know, and drive people to their website where there's more advertising, I suppose. And that's sort of the way it works. I wish there was, you know, maybe it'll go up on Netflix one day or something, or, you know, but it is what it is. We'll keep pushing along. We'll ask you guys to adjust, and we appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Let's take a call from Audrey.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Audrey, I love the name Audrey. It reminds me of National Lampoon's Vacation.
Wow, I'm flattered. How are you doing today, Tim?
Feeling good.
Good. So I had a quick question. I found some interesting content online about Axiom and Miguel. And I was just wondering how you scouted those two to bring them into the On Cinema family.
I don't want to give too much away there. I think I'll defer to speculation.
Defer to speculation. So you're going to leave it all up to the guessing game.
That's right. Anything else? All right, well,
no, unfortunately, I only had that one.
Let me ask you something. How's your weekend looking?
My weekend's looking good. I'm in New York for the first time.
What?
That's a big treat.
What's bringing you to New York? Just a sort of a weekend in the city kind of deal?
Yeah, exactly. I live in LA and I was just sick of it. I needed to get out and bought a ticket, flew to New York and here I am.
Well, what do you have planned? You're going to go see a Broadway show or are you going to go to what are you going to do?
Well, I don't have much planned. It's raining right now. I haven't gone to Times Square yet.
Oh, it's a mess.
But I do want to check out some Broadway, see what they got cooking over here.
Go to TKTS. Go to the TKTS booth in the middle of Broadway and see what tickets they have on available for you. Get a matinee.
Do you have any other recommendations?
Take a stroll through Central Park.
Oh, that's
what you gotta do.
That's the New York Minute lifestyle.
There you go. Get a slice of New York style pizza.
Ooh, oh, I went to Sbarro's and got a real good New York slice.
It's the best. All right, Audrey, have fun. Be safe. Get one of those New York City cabs.
Oh, I have a good story about that.
Go ahead.
I landed, and then my cab got a flat tire.
Yeah. I know why, because of those damn highways. Those damn highways are terrible. They're from like 100 years ago.
It's a mess. The tow truck driver had to pick me up. The cops came, and then the tow truck driver drove me to where I needed to be.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to enter the big city. Well, Audrey, be safe.
All
it's
right,
a big town. It's full of big shoulders. And get a New York-style hot dog, okay? They're the best.
Ooh, all right, Tim. Have a good one.
Go to Gray's Papaya. That's a good place to get a hot dog in New York.
Gray's Papaya. All right.
Check out the Barnes & Noble. That's not too far from Union Square.
Barnes & Noble.
Check that out.
Okay, that's like a New York like staple, I believe.
Yeah, it's one of the great bookstores. Take care, Audrey. Be safe.
All right. Chat soon. Bye-bye.
Chat you later. Go see the Jimmy Fallon show. What do you guys think of Mike Cernovich on 60 Minutes? What a loser, huh? What a bad guy. Bad gorilla mind boy. Hey, Matt.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Not much, dude. What's going on with you? Where are you calling from, dude?
You don't sound like Tim Heidecker.
Well, I am. I'm doing an impression.
Okay, sorry.
I'm doing an impression of you.
Hey, I'm calling from North Carolina. I'm calling from the Carolinas.
Nice. The Carolinas. Go ahead.
So I was curious if you, I know Bob broke you guys into the biz. And I was wondering if you saw Better Call Saul.
Of course.
And what's your take on it?
Hold on. Good am I?
Yeah.
I'm like all the rest.
I love it.
And what do you think of Mark's performance in it? Because I just got on Netflix last night, the second season. I totally forgot Mark was in it.
Proud of my boy Mark. Always love seeing.
I just want my baseball cards.
Yep, there you go, Matt. All right, take care. Loving you. What good am I? Justin. Justin time
Holy
for
crap.
Justin.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, Bubba?
Hey, dude, how are you? I'm calling from Ohio, man.
Yeah!
Hope you're doing well. I grew up on your humor, dude. Totally a big fan.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, are you much of a reader? Do you read books?
Last thing I done read was Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, I don't read good and other things good either, but like...
No, I read
I don't more. Know. Are you... I mean, so you're not reading any books currently? No kind of literature kind of catching your eye? Nothing?
Well, I'm reading this book by... I can't remember the name of it right now. Dos Passos is the author.
Okay, cool. Do you like it?
I'm just starting it. I haven't gotten into it yet. I really have to keep pushing through it. I'm listening to the audiobook of Hamilton, the biography of Alexander Hamilton, not the musical.
I would assume the musical audiobook wouldn't be that great.
No, well, it could be the soundtrack. That could be cool. But I'm a biography guy, so I like reading biographies, and I like presidential biographies, so I'm trying to go through some of those early ones. Get a sense of them founding fathers.
Capiche? The Trump one goes on sale next week.
I'm not going to be reading that. I don't have the stomach for it.
Well, it's alternative facts. So then I guess, you know, my second question is just totally, how do you define success in this 22nd century?
22nd century. My definition of success is nothing but money, baby. Money raining down, piling up, swimming in it, baby.
All right, man.
See you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
What else? Doug Lusnop coming in at the 10 a.m. hour. I just got a word from him. He is going to be rolling in. I'm going to guess it will not be at 10. I will guess it will be a little on the other side of 10. Because he's got to get here. He's got to park. He's got to get in the building. He's got to get some drinks. It's a whole situation with him. By the way, I did something the other day for the guys, the wonderful guys at Chapo Trap House podcast. Are we familiar with that? I think it's out. I don't know when they're going to put it out. Maybe next week or maybe today. I don't know. But I did an Alex Jones apology. It was big. All right. So you have to hear it on their show. But I'm very happy with it. Came out very good. Let's talk to Russell. Let's rustle it up, Russie boy.
Hey, Tim, it's Russell here.
Hello, Russell. Hello, Russell. What's up, baby?
I'm calling from Perth, Western Australia.
Yeah, man.
It is like 12:30 in the morning here. I've been waiting up all night to speak to you.
Well, what's happening, man?
Nothing much. I'm just hanging in a shed with an older man, an older gentleman.
Yes.
His name is Chad. Name of Chad. Chad, say something.
Oh, hello, Tim. I'm Chad. How are you tonight?
Hello. Is everyone all right? Is anyone in danger?
There's no danger. I did have a serious question, though, about your when you came to Perth to do your stage show little while ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the evening. My friend Russell, who's sitting opposite the telephone from me now, he got us some tickets down in the front row, and like we're very lucky to get them because they're highly sought after. And as it turns out, this is a true story. I had strep throat on the night, but it was undiagnosed at this time, so I was having a little bit of an out of body experience.
Oh dear.
And yeah, I know, right? It was really tough work. But here's the thing: I remember being slumped over in the front row and looking up, and quite a few times you looked directly into my eyes. And I'm just wondering whether you were looking down at me, like slumped over, and you were thinking to yourself, what's wrong with this guy? Why does he look so weird? What's happening to this person? Because it certainly wasn't an indication of my enthusiasm for the show. I was really enjoying myself, but it was just hard to react.
Was I giving you a hard time?
I didn't know if it was part of the gig or what. No, you just looked down, and I didn't know whether it – I understand that you must look into many people's eyes during the course of a gig.
Yes. There is a try to. I try to, A, because it's neat to make that little connection for that little moment. It grounds you when you're up on stage to, like, remember that there's people out there and to kind of focus you. And then also to pick on – if I am a bit sensitive to if somebody is talking or – being obnoxious or taking too many flash photos or something, I will not, as you guys know, I will not be super polite about that because you're disrupting my experience and the experience of people around you. But in the case of you, my son, I do not have a memory of that. Of anything about that show, you know, I think Todd Barry just said, I think it was a quote from Todd Barry. He said, if it was a good show, I don't remember it. You know, there's just no, there's those memories when you do something over and over again like that, it's hard to pinpoint a moment, especially on stage when you're kind of already, if you were in an out of body experience, I certainly was too on stage because there's, leave your head a little bit.
Yeah, this is true. I do.
I believe there was a fight in Perth that show too. Do you remember that? Do you know anything about that? There was like a fight in the lobby.
Really? What, in the theater there?
Yeah, like before the show, there was like a fight that started outside that kind of came into the lobby, like a fist fight. And everybody's like, oh, that's Perth. That's just Perth for you.
What the hell is wrong with people? Why would you get into a fist fight at a comedy show? What's going on there?
I think it started out like there's people on the outside that came in because there was like a traffic thing or something. And, you know, they just started going at it, and I don't know, you know.
That sounds really intense, man. I've got one more thing to say. David Lieberhart is coming to Perth in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
It's quite unusual for Perth to get so much attention from international touring people. You know, big ups to myself. I'm part of the support act for that. But if you like, I can pass on my regards if you guys are tight together
Pass on my regards to him and tell him I said hello, and we'll see him back here in the States. All right.
Oh, no, nice one. Yeah, cool.
All right, Russ, take care.
I'll pass that on. No, I'll pass it on to Jonah as well, his manager, if you don't mind.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, talk to you later.
Hey, party on,
cheers,
man.
Cheers, mate.
Party on to you.
All right. Well, I don't do it that well, but the more I talk to him, the more I can get it. You know? What's going on with... I saw someone I want to speak with. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hello, Henry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. A huge fan. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you, when I look at your Twitter, it's like 90% politics stuff. And were you always so concerned with politics, or is it like because of the
I wouldn't say it's 90%, man.
Like 85.
Okay, because you got that Crosby tweet last night, man. That shook it up, dude.
I know. But... like, were you always interested in politics, or is it like?
Oh yeah, mostly. I mean, you know, I can't remember when I wasn't.
Were you freaking out like during the George Bush years and stuff?
Yeah, but you know, I wasn't freaking out, but there wasn't really a platform to kind of talk about it, you know, in the same way. So I also just find the comedy in so much of it, you know. Like, just, you know, it's not like I'm tweeting about policy so much, you know, like I'm not going into it like I'm really arguing about certain things, you know, it's more the people, right?
Right.
Like
for sure.
Some of these guys seem just like, how do you not laugh at them or whatever? Like this Dan Scavino guy that I just tweeted a picture of, because look at his profile pic, man. Like, what the hell is that guy all about? I don't know. If you're fine with him, like, that's okay, but I'm going to keep goofing on it, you know?
No, I'm happy you do, man, because it's hard to find the funny. Like, it's so serious, you know? It's not not always super funny.
Yeah, you know? I mean, like, I can't just believe, like, what people think. Like, it feels just like we're living in a weird Twilight Zone.
Yeah, you don't worry about alienating people? Like, do you think
Trump supporters at all? Who fucking cares, man? I don't give a shit about what people think about what I think. Everyone goes, oh, you're losing your half of your fan base. Fuck you, dude.
It's
who
gives literally
a shit?
Half, dude.
It's not. It's zero, not. Man. It's 25 fucking people. If they're so lame that they can't fucking watch my shit without me without like care, you know, where it affects like because I goof on some Dan Scavino piece of shit, then fuck them. I don't give a shit, man. I'll just retire if that's the way it goes. I'll go open up a laundry, dry cleaning business up in Portland or something, man. Fucking check out.
Yeah, Portland's nice.
You know, like I'll open up a wine and cheese shop or some shit, man. I'll work 3 hours a day.
Yeah, you
can. I don't need this bullshit. Am I worried about alienating people? How about I start worrying about alienating people when I start making garbage? But I'm not there yet, man. I'm not making garbage.
No, you're not. You're a genius.
I'm making quality work, man. Everything we do, everything I touch turns to gold, man.
Do you think it's like your responsibility to speak out about this stuff?
No, man. It's not my responsibility to do anything except provide shelter and food for the children I made, you know? I had no responsibilities at all except to wipe my own ass and to feed my kids and to make every and to try to provide for my family, man. Everything else, my responsibility is to be respectful and supportive of my friends and family.
That's great.
That's all there is to it, man.
Well, I love you, Tim. And yeah, man, I'm glad that you're speaking out about what you think is important and stuff, and worried about who says heck about it, you know?
That's right. All right, man. I gotta go.
All right, thanks, man.
That caller was great. Thank you for calling. But that guy that I was doing, how could you stand it anymore, Phil?
Hey, what's up?
You can't listen to that voice I was doing for too much longer, right? Before you just start checking out.
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm just, you know, we're getting into Bedtime Stories Season 2 production in a couple weeks.
Exciting. We are we're in the process of having to rebuild our interstate because it collapsed last night.
Oh, I saw that on the news. That's incredible. So where is that in terms of the city? Is it like right downtown?
It is very close to downtown. It's on the north end, I'd say about three, 4 miles north of downtown.
Three or 4 miles north of downtown?
Yeah.
And that's I-85?
That's I-85, and they just announced the north side, northbound collapsed, and then they realized the southbound is damaged too, so they're knocking that out. So it's all shut down. So depending on which way you're coming in July, I don't know if y'all fly or drive, but could be an issue.
They're gonna fly into Atlanta, I believe, because of the routing. We're not doing a big bus this year. We're kind of flying into certain areas and then vanning it around. But that is gonna shut that fucking city down. What are they gonna do?
It's bad news. You're just going to have to drive around the sun practically to get around the city on our loop 285,
mm-hmm.
which goes around, which is always a nightmare.
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be so bad.
Hey, I was looking at this news and I didn't follow up with it too much, but one of the people said, first the Falcons and now this. What was going on? What happened with the Falcons?
What happened to the
Falcons? I think that might have been just in reference to them blowing the Super Bowl. I get it. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's always that's Atlanta sports right for you.
Well, that's Phil. I feel for you, man. That's going to be hopefully they can kick that into high gear. But who knows, right? It could take a year or so.
Yeah, it's because it's not like it's not like a thing where they just repave the road. This was a bridge that sits about 60 feet above the ground when they expanded the interstate. So this is a concrete job. It's going to take 6 months to a year at least. So the city is, just going to be, it's going to be all
God.
Mess.
All right. Mess. Well, thanks for the update on that, Phil. Oh, sorry. I just hung up on Phil. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong. I was going to.
What happened?
Hello, Ariel.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm from Sacramento. How are you?
Oh, Ariel from Sacramento's here, folks. The state capital, the state capital of California.
Yes, it is. I have two quick questions. One, the Australian guy kind of ruined for me an accident.
Okay.
Okay, so when you were here with your 10-piece band in Sacramento, you sang a song and danced with me on stage. Was that memorable? That's a loaded question. Sorry.
It was oh so memorable.
Okay.
We did the wedding song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fun really little, that's an ode to my boy, Bruce Springsteen. You know, of course, the Dancing in the Dark video where he brings up Courtney Cox and they do the dance on stage. Very wonderful moment. We had a wonderful connection. I'm sure about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that works for me. The second question is, do you believe in fate?
Probably I don't. I don't believe in fate.
So you think everything that is, it's all in your control. You create your reality.
No, not that either.
Oh,
just things happen. Stuff happens. As they say, shit happens, right? Shit. Stuff happens. You react, you make decisions, you make choices, and that sends you on a road. But anything's possible.
Yeah. No, I think that's true.
Yeah.
I, yeah. anything is possible. I'm really glad you accidentally hung up on that guy. Sorry that I ruined that Atlanta talk.
No worries. All right, Ariel, take care. And listen, let's keep our bridges safe. We got to keep the highways flying. All right. Bye, Ariel. Take care.
Bye.
Who do we want to talk to? Mr. Goodbar. Mr. Goodbar.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm glad I got through to you. We missed you last week.
I know. And, oops. Yes, I mean, listen, the calendar got booked up. I just couldn't squeeze everything in that I wanted to. And I have to give myself that flexibility. Compete?
Yeah.
I have to be listen, I some weeks are just going to go dark.
Gotcha. So, there's something I was hoping I could talk to you about your content. I'm just a huge fan. And over the years, I've found an interesting thing to happen when I've introduced people to it or somehow even evangelized a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's this feeling that sometimes it's polarizing. People love it or they hate it. And me, as some kind of a person who thinks of himself as a snob sometimes, I think, is it that they don't get it? I don't know. What's your take on this? The way that there's a certain sort of person who seems to be tuned into your content?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just like anything else. There's stuff that I don't get, that I don't like, that I don't spend time watching. And, it's not made for me. There's all kinds of stuff. I always use the example. It's sort of just the example I use, but is, 2.5 Men. Okay. So there was a show or The Big Bang Theory. I think it was kind of sitcoms, of recent years. I look at that like I'm looking at, an alien language or something. I mean, I get the jokes or I get where they're coming from, but I don't think it's funny or I don't enjoy watching it. So, I don't think that, I think that there's, I guess, more people that plays to, but I don't know. A lot of our stuff is gross and doesn't exactly hold your hand when you're, there's not a laugh track and it's not that accessible, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
Certainly, I get it. There's people that are never going to get it or like it or want to spend time watching it because it's not the most passive experience viewing it. It's not like you could just some of it maybe is. You put it on and it's just kind of fun to look at. Certainly, Awesome Show would be like that. But, I don't know. It's something I kind of stopped trying to figure out or worry about because it's just goes back to the old saying, different strokes.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I've found when I'm showing your work to people, sometimes I think about, well, what's a good entryway? Mm-hmm. What's a good piece that highlights what you guys do or what you do, particularly with the angle of meta comedy or with the angle of how editing becomes part of your comedy. So I look back on how I was first introduced to your work. Like I said, I'm sometimes growing up, my dad was kind of a snob. He always felt he didn't want to hear about new stuff that was out there and thought, oh, well, most of this stuff is crap. And sometimes I have a cynical outlook on modern media. My brother is sort of the opposite. He's somebody who has his ears to the ground and he's you should check the show out. And he showed me the first bit of yours was The Universe on Awesome Show.
Now, that seems a fairly accessible sketch, right? It's just it's a reference of something people have seen before, science documentary kind of thing. And then the stuff we're saying is absurd or stupid or ridiculous. So,
Totally. People are somewhat familiar with that universe format. So for me, it actually gave me an opportunity because I have another friend named Mike. He's my best friend for a long time. He's got these very refined tastes, he's really well-read and really into everything avant-garde. And typically, he's the one that exposes me to things which are out there and different. We grew up together in like third grade, he turned me on to Weird Al Yankovic, for example, and he was just into stuff that was different. This time around, though, you know, we shared an apartment for a little while, and I said, you got to get onto this guy, Tim. And he was hesitant. You know, he's really not easy to bring into anything that's remotely mainstream. And, you know, it hit. And now you're an artist that we share like a huge fanhood for. And he's way into the odd cinema work. So I just wanted to say I appreciate that, that you've been able to, you know, provide that opportunity.
Good for you. I'm glad you got one up on this fucker. Fuck him.
I wanted to just apologize. Last week I called in. I tried to do a bit with you, actually.
Oh, you did? I don't remember. Well, I wasn't on the air last week.
Two weeks ago. I called in and started reading copy off of a Raisin Bran thing.
It seems like the bit went south. I have no memory of it.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Take care, Mr. Goodbar.
Have a good
bye-bye. Rest. What a friend. What a nice guy. Who's this?
This is Chad from Denton.
Hello, Chad from Denton. How are you, mate?
I'm doing great, thanks. Took the day off of work. I'm opening a show tonight, and so I'm trying to relax and get ready, which is what my question is about. I was wondering if you have any desire to do, like, theater, like acting, or if you've been offered anything, or if you think that that is something acting-wise, you know, beyond just doing Fantastic Four and stuff.
Well, I've done lots of theater. I used to do a lot of theater in my youth when I was younger, in high school, and I haven't done it in a long time. That's some hard stuff right there. Theater. Memorizing all those lines. What are you opening up tonight?
It's Eurydice by Sarah Rule. It's like a take on the Orpheus myth from Eurydice's point of view.
Sounds like some heavy shit.
Yeah, it's heavy, but it's pretty fun. It's got some surreal comedic stuff in it. Makes it kind of fun.
Put me in a play.
Let's go.
I'm ready today. Put me in a play. I'm ready to act today.
You write it, I'll direct it.
I wanted to do this years and years ago with Zach and Eric, is that we put on a production of Our Town together. You know? I think that would be very fun.
I would pay to see that.
I was in Our Town. But go ahead.
I have a musical recommendation too.
Thank you.
Before I go.
Please.
It's an album from 1970. It's by Mayo Thompson called Corky's Debt to His Father. Have you ever heard it?
No.
You should hear it. Mayo Thompson, he's from Texas. He was in a band called Red Crayon. He's kind of like
M-A-Y-O?
Yeah, M-A-Y-O Thompson. And he just has really just this one solo album that he did. I mean, he did a couple of others, but none that's like this. And it's real, like, folk kind of Americana, but really surreal. And he has a real interesting voice and funny and humorous and stuff.
I'm playing it on the show right now.
All right, man, I will be delighted to hear it.
Yeah, you can't hear it when you're on the call with me. That's how it works. But I am playing it right now.
Wonderful.
Sounds good. Okay, you'll listen later.
Yeah, I got my tickets. Fourth row in Dallas.
Yeah, baby. I love Dallas. I'm excited for Dallas.
All right. Oh, man. We love you, buddy.
Thank you. All right. We got it ended on a nice breathe in there. Everyone breathe in. Dean.
Hello.
Talk to me, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
Real good.
The show. I was going to ask, because you were talking just about comedies you get and don't get and things, and I wondered if you ever watched Peep Show from the UK.
I haven't really. I've seen a little bit of it. I didn't get in. I haven't. Sorry.
Oh,
I heard it's great. Sounds great. Everyone makes it seems great. Seems like a great show. Okay.
It's short. And the thing I was going to say about your stuff is I got into mainly the on cinema stuff, and it's awesome, but it's really hard to sort of watch all of it in order. You know
what
I mean? Well, because of, like, how it sort of intertwines with Decker, et cetera.
Well, somebody apparently, I can't direct exactly, but someone made a playlist of everything in order. But that exists on YouTube somewhere, barring this most recent season that's airing now. But I mean,
yeah,
all the seasons are up there in order, but Then Decker, I guess, yeah, doesn't, is his own little thing, but I don't know. Sorry. What do you want me to do?
Well, that's, as I was saying, I mean, if you start doing stuff like Kickstarter stuff or Patreon stuff for Cron Cinema, like, would you ever consider like putting something out so people could just like have it?
I want that so badly. I mean, I don't know what it would be because there's so much content. One idea is to have like a USB drive or a USB stick or something, you know, that you could buy that would be, or part of some kind of a membership level that we'd send you. So that's one idea. I mean, I don't think it would make sense to put it on like DVD or anything because I don't want to break out my, I don't want to get my DVD player out of the dustbin.
No, I
don't know. How do you watch stuff? How would you, I'll ask you, how would you want to consume it? And what context would you want to consume?
I mean, like, I think that would be great. Like a USB, just plug it into your computer or your TV or exactly. Your Xbox and just play.
Well, we're looking into that, believe it or not. So maybe that's something coming. I mean, it's a legal hornet's nest with that, but, you know.
And include what's called. And if you do ever do it, include the audio podcast, because that's.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that's as
amazing.
We're starting to get up there in the gigabytes on this USB scenario, but. I would like something that, here's the big dream, right? Something that incorporates not only the podcast, not only the show, not only Decker, but the various the Twitter wars and the documents, the statements, the Oscar specials, the town hall that we did, you know, the whole shebang. Can you imagine that? Yeah,
but I don't know how you get a Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, and you may not want to answer this, because it's sort of Axiom related. I found on Twitter the other day some sort of Axiom related Twitter accounts. I wondered how many of those I should be following.
Well, I think Axiom is on Twitter. I'm not sure how to distinguish that from other fake accounts. But
well, yeah, because he seems to have a band, and I think it's real.
Yeah.
So he actually has a real band.
Yeah.
Outside the car.
Well, let's not get into that. All right, Dean. So, yeah. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, you guys are all a bunch of snoops. Hey, Sergio. It's 10 a.m. Douglas Knopp's not here right now. Apparently, he must be in transit. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask you something. There's like some YouTube videos I always tend to go back to and watch periodically. And one of them is the whole Tim and Gelman Have Lunch series. Yes. And I just find it hilarious. And I didn't know if you guys were going to revisit those characters and go and maybe make another one of those.
Well, we have this grand vision, or we have this big idea, I say, about those two guys that we've been kicking around for a while. And it's one of those things, like, if we don't put the time aside to do it, it's just not going to happen. And so we're in that stage where it's like, it's there. It would be a big commitment to do. But we're both so busy. I mean, it seems like he's on 25 TV shows right now.
He's successful. On Comedy Central.
He's been so successful.
Yep. Cool. Well, like, are you guys thinking of like a YouTube miniseries or Adult Swim type thing?
No, it's not that. All right.
Okay.
My thanks to you. I was just looking. because I did a voice on that show. Right?
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
A voice? Yeah.
On the
Jeff... I remember your Jack Nicholson impression.
No, I mean on the Jeff and Some Aliens show.
Oh, no. I didn't hear that.
I wonder if they used it. I remember recording it. I just didn't know if it made... Oh, here it is. Yeah. I'm in I'm listed on IMDb. I just don't know if... I never got any kind of, like, tweets about, like, you know, sending this week on this show. I don't know. No, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. Take care, Serge.
All right, you too.
Let's talk to Dylan Samuel.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Is this a mimic or is it or am I hearing Tim?
Am I hearing Tim?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
Making sure I'm not on.
Making sure I'm not on. Okay, hey, it's Tim Heidecker here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tim. This is Dylan from Austin, Texas.
Ooh, buddy. Me likey.
Huh?
Me likey.
Oh, thank you very much. Great town. I wanted to tell you, last year around this time, I was in a semester in L.A. program for my school where we go out and we do get Hollywood-type jobs.
Yes.
And around this time, I was at a Jash Fest.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was at Jash Fest, and I had the privilege of being picked on by you and Eric during the retrospective show.
Oh, yes, from stage we were giving you a hard time. What was the gist of it?
The gist of it is that you had invited me. I was Trevor Heidecker. I was your son.
Oh.
And that I might have been a little bit of a disappointment, but you were glad I was there.
Oh, you were our foil for the moment.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was one of those life-changing things. I never thought I'd end up goofing with y'all.
Oh, I'm so happy. Did you have a good experience out here? Did it encourage you to pursue? Look at me. I'm putting my deodorant on. Did it encourage you to pursue this business here?
It definitely encouraged me to pursue the business, but I find myself curious what I can do in Austin because there's a lot of untapped potential in terms of comedy around town. There's a lot of great stand-up stuff, but there's not a lot of room for stuff that tries experimental or like kind of weird stuff. Like I remember Doug's show with Mikey and Jay, Two Wet Crew. That was like a highlight out here.
Oh yeah,
every month. I freaking loved going to those shows.
Speaking of Doug. He is not here yet. He is not here yet. I want to keep. I would have loved to have had you on the line for Doug here, but he's still not here. Let's see if we can get you back on the line when he arrives. How about that?
That sounds great, man.
All right, Dale. Take care, baby.
All right.
Ryan Steele joins us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Tim. Sweet blossom, come on. I heard you talking about the On Cinema USB, and I don't want an On Cinema USB, okay?
Okay.
I want an On Cinema membership. I want to be able to pay like a Netflix. I want to be able to stream it to my TV. I want to have all the Twitter beef. I want to have it all there.
Yes, baby.
I don't want a USB.
What are you willing to pay for that?
Oh, I'd be willing to pay $4.99 a month.
$4.99 a month. Okay, making a note of that. That's good market research we just did.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ryan. What if I did at $6.99? Do I have your business? Do I have your business? You get a free T-shirt. You get a free T-shirt.
Get a free T-shirt for $6.99?
Yeah, $6.99 a month. Free T-shirt. You get all access to all the episodes. It's all yours.
I'll do a free T-shirt, but I also want an exclusive Oscar special.
Well, that's an exclusive for you.
Yeah, just for me.
Okay, coming up. Thanks, Ryan. There's more on that coming soon. We are trying to crack that nut, by the way. I know I've mentioned it here before. I'm encouraged to hear your feedback, your ideas, your thoughts. We are sort of leaning in a membership style system, which we want to design a way that it's basically it's a membership with different levels, most likely Patreon, but the ultimate goal is to the annual goal is always to fund the On Cinema Oscar special and give you guys the the high production value that you've come to depend on. So we're having a good time figuring out different levels and different premium things and items that will make it worth your while. And then just figure navigating the sort of the right way to set it up and do it the proper way. So anywhere you want to place your feedback on that, I'd appreciate it. What else? William.
Hello.
Hello, William.
Oh, yes. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just waiting on Doug here, as I often do.
Awesome.
What's going on, Bode?
Oh, so, yeah. So, I'm sorry. My thing was echoey. So, if this sounds weird, just let me know.
No, you fixed it.
So, I guess what I was wondering is. Awesome. I guess what I was wondering is what your like work schedule looks like when with like kids and kind of like managing that. So I have a 1-year-old and I make stuff. And how do you find that balance?
It's hard. We have two kids, you know, so it's. I take my daughter to school. I spend time with her after school at night before she goes to bed. And on the weekends, I take her around. And we've got the 5-month-old, so he's sort of just, you know, a lot of mommy stuff with the breast milk and the poopy diaper and all that business. So, you know, you just sometimes it feels a little overwhelming. We had a, you know, one of those situations the other night where this both kids were just screaming and crying and it was all just exploding at once. But those moments pass and you move on and you the older they get, the more sort of, you know, they don't need you hovering over them the whole time. They can kind of be their own independent, beautiful people. And that gives you back your little bit of your time. So it's a transitional thing.
Yeah, awesome. And do you have like kind of like a schedule as far as like writing and things like that to like make sure you get everything you need to do done, or any like good way that you manage all that stuff?
Well, I just try to you know, we have an office, so I try to go into the office during the week, try to have my weekends off, and try to, you know, make a to-do list or make a project list and see how much you can kind of shave off that as the day go by system.
Cool.
Doug Lukenstop is here. Doug Lukenstop is joining us on Office Hours. Doug, I got a mic for you over there, and you should be able to hear. Oh, here's a headphones.
Upgraded your system.
All upgraded. It's a professional recording system. And let's see if we get. Let's get a test 1, 2.
It's coming in on the left ear.
Oh yeah, we might have. That's probably.
Oh, and then you just aim the. You
and
just
then
aim
this is aiming here. Yeah.
So see? We don't get to be.
But yeah, I can give you a little.
You guys can see my finger. Hi everyone.
I'm. Hi. Hey.
Oh, who are you talking to now?
This William.
Is it Justin?
Hey Doug.
That's William here. So let's get back here.
Oh, hi, William.
William Defoe is on the phone. So, Doug, thanks for coming in. Dave Kneebone looking at me, laughing. Everyone's enjoying their time here. Let's take questions for Doug Lusenhop. Babu, you're on the line.
Thanks,
hold on. Babu!
That is loud.
Well, hello there.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatch is here.
Just don't look at this. You don't need to worry about this.
Oh, sorry.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello. Do you have some questions for Doug Lukenstop?
Well, I did have a question for you, Tim, but
I'll field it.
Well, I don't know really.
Go ahead. Ask the question, and it'll be a lead into a larger conversation.
It's Office Hours, not Office Years and Decades.
Yeah, I just
be yourself.
Yeah, I have read about some project you guys had named Tim and Eric Go to Moon or something like that. What is that?
It's dead. It's DOA. It's just the idea we were batting around for a while. It didn't come to light. That happens with us sometimes. You know, you say, oh, I got an idea. Let's push this. Gets to a certain point, people say no, or people say, well, yes, but not now. Or so it's right now. It's just not in the forefront of our
some gatekeeper,
right?
Says no.
Okay.
Thank you, Babu. All right. Who's got a question for Doug? Jeremy.
Oh, you should get her. I know her.
Oh, you know.
Hey, okay. What's up?
Jeremy, go ahead. And by the way, if you're listening, it's Stacy Nye. Stay on the line, okay?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Doug.
Hello, baby.
Big fan of all of the Absolutely production stuff. Thank you for making such quality entertainment for years.
Thank you for making time to call in.
Doug,
yes.
Wondering if we're going to see any more Pound House or if that series is done for you.
Well, I'd love to make more. We're kind of in a holding pattern because Brent and I are working on some other projects. So we put Pound House in the back burner.
What's the difference where you got Pound House, you have Two Wet Crew.
You got Pound Hole.
You got Pound Hole.
Which you might be seeing more of, exclusive. Well,
yeah, so what's the latest on that? Did anyone see Pound Hole, which was a pilot that Doug made for Adult Swim, correct?
Correct.
But there's lots of Doug-related content that is in various stages of cancellation, renewal.
Well, much like what happened with your Tim and Eric Goes to the Moon, where some gatekeeper says yeah. No. That's kind of been my that's been my mode for about 10 years now.
Well, has there been
a web series slips through?
Has there been a bigger champion for Pound House than me?
No, sir.
And has anyone been more supportive of that project than me?
Yeah, but Tim, I thought that you control Adult Swim and everything you want can be on that channel.
Well, I
and
decide.
You can cancel shows and you can make shows. You know, you run that network pretty much.
I basically run the network. I decide what shows come and go. And so the cat's out of the bag, Doug. It was my decision not to move forward on that show.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't like it.
Well, I was in, I believe, some of Pound House. I'm a big
It's weird that you're in it.
The stand-up episode. That was great.
Well, I'm jealous of you is really what it comes down to. I'm jealous of any success by friends of mine, so I try to squash it wherever I can.
Well, that's just part of the biz.
You got to be tough, man. I mean, this is like the free market we're talking about now. Let's take Benedict Bumberbatch.
Hi.
I love impersonating the callers when they call in. I'm pretty good at it, too. Go ahead, talk for a minute.
Let's talk him back as he is.
I made the hair video that I sent you to
You made the hair video.
You made the hair video.
Oh, yeah, the hair video.
Where you pulled out my hair and I got a response from...
Oh!
It was nice.
Wait, we have to talk about this because...
our friend Matt Carlin sent it to us.
Do you know Matt Carlin?
Who, sorry?
No, this guy Matt Carlin. It's very funny. So Matt Carlin's a friend of ours. I think he's been on Office Hours a few times.
Oh, okay.
Did you send it to Matt Carlin?
No, he didn't. I guess Matt Carlin just found it.
Oh, is he the drummer of Walter TV?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. He follows me on Twitter. I think he's friends with my brother.
So here's a funny story about this.
If he found it out of the blue, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But
no, he Facebook messaged us, which already is annoying. If you're friends with me, if you're Matt, if you're Doug, send me an email or a text. Don't go to his other app. Anyways, that's just me.
Yeah, seriously.
Some people are fine with it, but I'm like, no, I can't keep track of where all my messages are.
Messenger, and you got to go to this other app.
Well, that's so you're on my side of this. Is that what you're saying?
I'm on your side.
Yeah, you have contact with me on iMessages, on email.
Send a text.
Yeah. Anyways, he links me to that video, me and Doug to that video of yours, and I'm busy. I don't have time to watch. He's like, this is really funny. I think you guys might like it.
Probably 3 days go by when we don't respond.
I don't respond. Doug doesn't respond. Finally, Doug goes. He responds. He goes, I'm 2 minutes in. Should I be laughing yet? Ouch. Now, I take a cue off that. I go, I write back, Matt, I look forward to watching this one day.
You should have been on that thread, man. It was hilarious.
And then Doug does give it a second chance, right?
I gave it another shot. I watched, but continued watching.
And then Doug says, which I thought was a big man, like a big sort of, the door didn't close. Sort of a stand-up guy kind of move. Doug writes back again and says, I actually watched the rest. It's funny. It's funny.
I was laughing. Couldn't help. But there's a couple minutes at the top.
Are there trims that you can make? Yeah, absolutely.
There's some trims. Take it off the net.
Take it down. Make it private. Rework it. Rejigger it. But.
Get some laughs on top.
But. I decide to go, okay, I'm in. Let's see. Let's watch. I watch it. It's pretty good. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's cute. And I do the big move, which
you
is.
You sounded like Trump for a second. You're like, I watched it. I watched. It was great.
It's tremendous.
Wait, what was your big move?
The big move was I did the retweet on the video.
Yeah. And big retweet.
By the way, that's what the other thing Trump does is he repeats himself. So he goes, By the way, I retweeted it.
I'm from Canada.
Shut the fuck up.
So you don't know who that is.
Fuck off. You hear me?
I'm sorry.
I did the big retweet without acknowledging Matt Carlin in any of this. Yeah. Matt Carlin gives the rec, does not get the cred, gets burned for sending us what he's now, he's probably scrambling. He's going, I send these guys trash.
He's scrambling.
He's like, uh-oh. Oops. But congratulations. What do you guys have planned next? What's the goal? You want a TV show?
You're bald as hell right now, or what?
I wrote a whole show about my friend's PT Cruiser called Primetime Cruising, and we put flames on it, and I actually filmed the whole first season, and then I was like, oh, that's so shitty. I got to, work on small stuff first before I try a big thing.
Now, in Canada, I got to ask, in Canada, do they drive on the left side of the street, or is everyone driving, in the center?
Stop.
They kind of
PT's only on the left.
So, but you're young bucks, you're exploring, you're finding your sensibility. You hit it out of the park with that video, because I think the response from it, once I put it out there, once I broadcast it,
Twitter. Well, there's a bias there where
people are like, hey, congratulations. You hit a home run.
Yeah.
You got an audience now. What province are you in?
I'm in BC, Vancouver.
We're living in the
I have one mutual friend with you, Pierce McGarry.
we're living in
2080.
And I actually have a separate question, though, aside from.
Quickly
for me, which I'm honored. I know you're a Seinfeld head.
I am.
Which is your favorite Seinfeld episode?
Well, I told you I don't do favorites, but
shit.
I don't do favorites.
I don't do favorites. Okay? I don't do favorites.
What about marine biologists?
Wait, where Craver goes.
Craver.
Where Craver drives to Michigan with the cans to get the.
That's pretty good. But you know what else I like is Kenny Rogers Roasters.
That's a good one.
I remember.
What about when Craver takes a shower and he's like doing his dishes in there too?
Here's my thing is that's very good. And also when he gets the Merv Griffin set is really good too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I don't know that one.
Oh, my God. Well, he gets this. They're throwing out the old Merv Griffin set with all the chairs.
And
he gets them into his apartment.
The different levels.
And he turns it into this little talk show that doesn't have cameras. It's just in his apartment.
Oh, it's so good.
Here's my thing. I've been rewatching it.
I might have missed that one.
Because sometimes you look at all your options for TV and you're like, all these shows I got to watch, all these things, stay in the know with all these things. And then you go, can I just watch Seinfeld tonight? Can I just put on this big ass? And it's on Hulu.
Big ass.
And it's nothing but good stuff.
What have you seen lately that you liked? Like OA?
I'm not watching that. What I am watching is from the beginning.
Love, starring Paul Rust?
No, I'm not watching that. What I'm watching is...
I watched it all.
It doesn't look like it's for me. Capiche? I don't want to be around anybody like that. I don't want to be... And there's probably ukuleles going on all over that show.
Tim, there's not any ukes.
Eagle Rock.
No
and,
ukes.
Echo Park, this and that. Bunch of young kids. I'm not young anymore. I got kids. I got to watch Seinfeld. But Everyone's like, you know, I love Seinfeld. Seinfeld was a great show. You know, really just changed the game. But, you know, the Kramer character just doesn't hold up. You know, like that was a little too broad for me. I'm on the opposite side. I want more Kramer. I want more Cosmo.
I'm with you, Tim. The episodes that stick out for me are Kramer centric.
There you go. Well, but I love all of the characters. George, Elaine.
You know, there's no one big and broad anymore like that.
That's the thing. I was telling Eric this the other day. The show is very big.
There's no big,
people
like,
are shouting
Three Stooges kind of stuff out there anymore.
People are shouting the whole time on that show. Jared! Let's do an impression of the characters in the show, right? I'll do my, this is my George. Jared!
I'll do Elaine.
Okay.
I'll meet you at the diner.
I'll get out.
That's what she would do. And then Jerry goes, oh, I don't know. Look at those grape nuts. Where are they? Why are there no grapes?
They're not grapes and they're not nuts.
No, man.
Jerry!
Now Jerry's in cars getting coffee.
Yeah. He's got to analyze.
I'll watch that, too. I'll watch
anything Seinfeld's got his name on.
Oh. In cars, this is probably his best work.
In cars. All right, Benedict,
really
good luck
question.
To you.
One more quick one, may I?
Yes.
Just a quick thought, since you gave me feedback on my other video, I'm writing something called Slackass that's a Jackass parody where they don't do anything.
Nah.
Any thoughts?
it's a good elevator pitch, but like,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny like conceptually.
Yeah,
but the hard part's gonna be making that funny.
Execution, dude.
It's true. I just need someone who owns those cool Blues Brothers sunglasses that Johnny Knoxville wears.
You gotta get that Minutemen song and start each one off with that, or pick a different Minutemen song.
All right, take care, Ben. I just hung up.
Go back
him.
To camp.
Thomas Herrick.
Wait, what about our
friend?
Oh,
hello.
Oh, Stacy, hold on. Sorry, buddy, you lost life. Stacy.
Oh, that was rough. Thomas, call back.
Stacy Nye.
Are you here?
Stacy.
Hello.
Finally.
Hey,
all right, this is our final call for the day. Everyone have a great weekend.
How long have you been going?
I start at 9 a.m. We do a 90-minute show.
Wow. I'm coming in on the tail end as a special guest.
Yeah, so how can we help you?
You know, I was just calling because you guys are cool. I wanted to say that I'm really stoked for your tour coming up.
Yes, Tim and Eric, 10-year anniversary, awesome tour, starring the unbilled Doug Lusenhoff, DJ Doug Pound. Let me ask you, Doug, were you...
Well, I might pull out of the tour.
No, come on. Listen, were you offended that you were not not in the announcement in any way?
No, I don't care.
Okay, good. Because you saw when I followed up with an apology.
No, it's all good. You know what? Because it's always going to be like, you know, Doug will be here, but, you know, unfortunately he'll be here, or like,
no,
get off the track. You know, it's like some kind of dig
some
or
kind
something.
Of dig. You'd rather just not be mentioned at all.
Just like, it'll be a fun surprise when people are there. Well, now it won't be if they're listening to Office Hours, but.
Believe me, not enough for listening where that would matter.
You know, you could have tipped him off because.
I should have.
Sometimes they start screaming at me, we want Tim and Eric. And I'm trying to perform.
I know.
I'm trying to like give people entertainment.
You just got
to
keep your head down, get through it. Well, what's your question?
I'm sorry, I didn't think I was going to get through. I don't know if I really have a question.
Well, we might have to go back to Thomas then.
We'll take care, Stacy. All the best. You love when I hang up on people.
I love it. Dump them.
Dumped. we'll go back to Dylan.
Dylan, you there?
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, baby. Oh, yeah. Dylan was on earlier, and he was telling me how much he enjoyed you and Mikey and Jay's show in Austin.
Oh, wow.
That was at a house. Last spring.
Now, everybody can't be talking over each other now.
Dylan, I'm going to talk. Were you at the show that was, like, at a house or something?
No, I was out in L.A. last spring, and the monthly two-act cruise show I was telling Tim, like, that was, like, huge for me in terms of just meeting people out there and seeing great comedy.
It had to be huge for you. It's one of the best shows. It's probably the best show in town, and if considering L.A. has a lot of shows every night.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Thick.
It's, you know, we We try hard.
It's
put on
thick.
An entertaining show. Thanks for coming to the show. Was Tim there? Was Tim there?
See y'all in Austin, man.
Did we do the pun contest?
Yeah, dude, you did the pun contest. I saw you at Jash Fest with the pun contest. It's an amazing, amazing show.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Take care, bro.
Wait. Is the show over?
Pretty much. I tell you, it goes from 9 to 10:30.
I feel like I just got here.
Well, you're 10 fucking minutes late,
dude. Well, maybe you and I do another 30.
All right, I'll do another 10. All right, what do you want to talk about?
Another 5.
What do you want to talk about?
Pull someone else up.
All right, fine.
Dump
this guy. Late. We're going long today, folks.
But Thomas is back.
Thomas Herrick. The floor
yes,
is yours. You talk to Doug. I gotta take a whiz.
All right, I'm taking over office
hours. Hey,
what's
up, Doug?
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Mike, if you want.
Oh, big boy, Mike. I'm gonna use this mic. How's it going, man? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in El Segundo right now, but I live in Redondo Beach.
Oh, you're a beach boy. Do you go surfing and stuff?
Surfing? Did you say?
Yes.
I've tried. I do have a couple of surfboards that some friends got me for my birthday, and I've been trying to learn, but I'm not very good yet.
Are you from there?
I'm actually from Cincinnati, Ohio, originally.
Oh. So you kind of recently moved out to the beach area.
Yes. I always wanted to live by
Your friends
the beach.
Bought you two surfboards? Why don't you give me one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll buy one off you.
They didn't want me to surf alone.
So, how long have you been there?
About 3 years now. I moved out August 2014.
So do you have any questions for Tim?
Almost 3 years getting there.
Do you have any questions for Tim?
I did have a question for Tim.
What is it?
I think he's still taking a whiz, though.
No, I'll answer it.
Okay. I was going to ask about the nature of his relationship with James Murphy of LCD Sound System. I know they were in...
He's asking about your relationship with James Murphy of LCD Sound System.
I got no relationship with him.
Those are my headphones.
I'm sorry. I got no relationship. I got
my headphones.
I haven't seen him in years, but he's, we have a fine relationship. I mean, as much as you can have a relationship with someone you don't know very well and don't see very often.
You know what's cool? An LED light system. Have you ever seen those?
Oh. Did you hear my great joke last night on Twitter that's just driving everyone up the wall and love? People love it. And it's driving them up a wall in a good way. In an exciting, like a cat flying up the wall.
No, Tim, I don't get on Twitter that much lately.
Well, here it is.
Kind of healthy, I think.
Here's David Crosby's new album title. I suggested it to him. Is Crosby's Stills of Nash. And it's him taking pictures of Graham Nash. And then someone wrote back.
So you get a big picture book of stuff. Like,
well, and then somebody, a bunch of people, I should have thought of this. You would have punched this up if
Crosby's
you were in the room.
Crosby's Stills of Nash.
Crosby's Stills of Nash Young. And it's young Graham Nash that he's taking pictures of. I just love it. And I just tweeted it to David Crosby, and here's the burn. He favorited somebody that wrote back to me adding the Young tag.
Ooh.
Without mentioning me.
That's good.
That's burn.
That's a good
city.
Move, though. Or do you think he's like...
Maybe he just didn't see
maybe
that.
Maybe he's like half a bottle of wine deep, and he's just scrolling through Twitter, and he's on his lazy boy.
I just want him to know it's
like
coming
this.
From a place of love and respect. Let's take Lane Ward. Mm-hmm. Lane!
Hello?
Lane? Hello, Lane.
Hey, Doug. Hey,
Are you
Tim.
A girl or a boy?
I'm a girl.
It's disrespectful to ask such a question.
Well, Lane,
it's a general neutral show.
That's a cool name for a girl, Lane. I'm thinking Elaine.
Doug, you actually know me by a better name.
Uh-oh.
Here comes loves of Doug's past.
It's not a past, it's a present.
What is it? What's your other name? You want to
Wayne Lard.
Sounds familiar. Some kind of Instagram thing or something?
It is, yeah. I talk to you on Instagram all the time. Well, not really, but
wow.
You and Jay.
This is uncomfortable. Where are you calling in from?
Pepsi Country.
Pepsi Country down in Texas?
Oh, Atlanta.
No.
That's Coke. Oh,
Atlanta's Coke Country, doy.
Wait, where's Pepsi Country at?
Houston, baby.
Nah, man. It's the panhandle of Florida.
Oh, shit. I'm off base.
That's where they make it?
Nah, but they have a big distribution center down here.
Would you go down to Apalachicola?
Oh! Hey,
ooh, that's my favorite cola, Apalachicola.
Get damn oysters out of the bay.
Hey, I have a question, actually. I'm kind of a creep, but I watched that really old video called
Alligator Man?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's from Apalachicola. That's the way we shot
it
that.
It is. I
yeah.
knew it. I recognize it.
We shot that on St. George Island.
What's Alligator Man?
It's an old Tim and Eric bit.
What's really weird is I lived over in Port St. Joe for a year, which is like 20 minutes from Apalachicola.
Wow, our ratings just spiked through this Apalachicola talk.
Apalachicola.
Apalachicola.
Is there people calling in from Apalachicola?
No, darling. Well, so how you make your days go by?
Well, I lay out by the sun because
mm-hmm.
I'm cold-blooded, and I lay out in the sun for about 4 hours.
You get those scales all.
What, you on the government? You on the government dole?
Yeah, I get welfare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get welfare, pay for your internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually calling from a government phone.
Oh, doctor. Y'all get damn food stamps.
But anyway,
oh, Lord.
4 hours. I drink me a gallon of beer.
All right. Take care, Lane. I don't want to talk to you no more. Anyways, all right, we do have to go. I do have a day to get into.
Oh, that's
cool. It's
10:34. Cool. Thanks for having
me, Tim. This is an extra extended office hours with my good friend. And ooh, a little trucking, baby.
Got some Grateful Dead.
I always goof on the Grateful Dead, but I also always play them on the show. Trucking down the Jim's Cashed In. Keep trucking.
Like the Grateful Dead. I mean, name another song by Grateful Dead. Touch of Grey. And then name another song.
Well,
Trucking or Touch of Grey.
Magnolia. Sweet Magnolia.
No one likes that.
All right. Thanks, Doug, for being on the show. Here, this is our theme song. Let me get the theme song out. Familiar with this. This is neat. Someone made this. What's a remix, though? Someone made a remix. Do you know anything about this? I gotta get my pots cleaned on my mixer here. See, that's
we can fix that up.
Really?
Spray it with some stuff. Okay. Give it a twist. You can put some alcohol on there.
All right. Say goodbye, Doug.
Preach.
Feral Audio.